I will speak on tips for healthy marriage, just in 15 minutes. And this is usually we introduce to those who starting their engagement period. But you know, it affects the whole life after. So the first tip in healthy marriage, that you should ask yourself first, what are my motives? I think Sayyidina covered this point clearly, but just to remind you, that what are your motives in marriage? So you consider again, do you only want to enjoy the physical relation? This is kind of people. This is a motive. Do you want some kind of friendship? Okay, this is another motive. Or you clearly want some helper, some partner to take your hand and go to heaven together. So you have to ask yourself clearly, what are my motives? And even as somebody said, if you are not on the level of this spiritual motive, just try to strengthen this motive and think in a good, godly way that the final goal of your life is to get into the kingdom of heaven, and you need some kind of sharing and helping to go through this way. The second point, you have to ask yourself, what can I give to the other? What can I give my partner? It's all about giving. You know, usually we think in the first relation, I mean pre-engagement period and engagement period, that what would I get from this relation? This kind of thinking is not Christian. The Christian kind of thinking, that what may I give this partner in my life? Can I please her? Can I share her? Can I push her in her way towards God? And accordingly, she will do the same. So don't think only in what you are getting. When you think only what would you get as benefits from this kind of relation, you are not Christian in this. The third tip in a healthy marriage, that you think, what is my role and what is her or his role? It's important to specify clearly what are the roles of each of us. Who will do this? Who will do that? What kind of sharing we can do together in the upbringing of our kids later on? What kind of responsibility towards work and money and these items? So it's important to put this into specific points, clear ones, so you can enjoy your relation. This healthy marriage needs some specifications. Another tip, talk to each other about your family background. It's important, and very much important, I guess, that you put the history of yourself inside your family clear in the eyes of your partner from the very beginning. Because, you know, the experiences you had while you were a child, the struggle you had, the challenges you had, the frustrations you had, the achievements you did, all these affect your future. So it's important to be honest with your partner in exposing your history, not confessing your sins, you know, but just expose yourself from the start, because this will help your partner to understand you and to help you. But again, I'm not saying about sins, not specific sins. This is we're covered with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ with repentance and confession. So forget about sins. But the weaknesses, the challenges, the frustrations you had, the achievements you did, you need to express to your partner. And even what's your relation to your father and mother? What kind of relation? How much you respect your father? And is it very healthy, or you feel that it's over or deviated? It's healthy to express yourself. Your partner will help you to change if you are honest with him. Even the big family, you know, the uncle and those cousins, and what kind of relations? Do you feel jealous of somebody? Do you love somebody more than others, and why? These all items will help you to understand each other more and more. Another tip for healthy marriage: what the goal or the life mission of the other person? To put the goal clear again, not only in front of your eyes, but also in the eyes of your partner. Because you know, nowadays we see like Christian servant who is giving his life devoted to Christ, choosing a partner who is actually is not living for God, he is living for himself. So from the start there is a big gap, and it's not easily covered, this kind of gap. As far as you are devoted, you wish to live your life for God, you should choose the guy who is also living his life for God. But those who think of living this kind of love of life and enjoying the money matters and pride and getting more and more from this world, there is some gap. It's not easy to cover. So better to be clear with the goal. And even if you confess to your partner after that, I'm not in this goal, I wish I could live my life for God, but I'm not there, not yet. So please help me, because I am convinced this is the real goal we should live for. So this is a good start. Another tip: put an outline for your daily family life. When you sit with a spouse, you are getting to know her more for a project of engagement and marriage. Please put an outline for your daily family life. Just imagine your life after 10 years. How would you start your day? What do you rush for? How would you deal with work and problems of work? How would you deal with the family matters? What do you expect of yourself after 10 years? What are the minutes of the day? How would they run? You know, most of those who had been married, they found out many things which were not clear, because in the engagement period they did not cover this area clearly. They did not discuss their day clearly. And this may affect your relation after. So it's very important to put an outline and be honest when you are saying, so this is my life. I usually wake up and run to the street because I'm always out of time. I wished for the previous 10 years to pray Salat Bakr, but I never did. Okay, be honest. Because this will happen most probably for the next 10 years too. So be honest and don't imagine yourself as a different one. Just express yourself as you are. Another point in healthy marriage: that you have to measure your ability to talk and communicate. The pre-engagement and engagement period, I guess, it's the best time to diagnose yourself or to know properly What are your negatives or weaknesses or mistakes in communication? You might not discover this yet. I mean, for your whole life, 20 or 30 years, you had friends, you communicate with your family, but usually you will discover yourself in the pre and engagement period. And you will see yourself, you are not communicating good. And please listen to your partner when he tells you, you do not understand me. I'm expressing myself clearly. But you jump to conclusions. You do not listen. You are very stiff in this. You are getting angry quickly. These points are very important for the coming 40 or 50 years. So we have to wait and think of what she's saying, because this is important. You have to deal with this. You have to change these negative points. You have to develop better level of communication in this time. Don't wait until you marry. Because after marriage, you will not do the best effort you need. Better to do it now before marriage. Another tip for healthy marriage, that you monitor your emotional compatibility. Emotional compatibility is a psychological term, it's a big one, I cannot deal with it much, but I would say a few points. What exactly excites you emotionally? What makes you happy and what makes you sad? What affects you emotionally more? You should know yourself and express yourself. And you should understand your partner as he or she is. Don't put an image on him. She is getting sad from this event or out of this discussion. So this is her point. Don't think this is nonsense. Okay, this is hers. This is not yours. It's sensible. It's not nonsense. No, she is getting happy with it, or she is getting sad with that. So you respect the emotions of the other guy. And you have to train yourself to get compatible with this emotion. And you can work together afterwards through marriage to get closer and closer and to help each other to enjoy dealing with these emotions positively. So monitor your emotional compatibility and monitor after this the spouse emotional compatibility. Another point important in our relation, are you similar on the intellectual side? You know, the matching programs now of the men and women, usually they think of everything but not this point. They think of matching spiritually, matching culturally, matching in the money matters, matching in the age range, matching in the upbringing. Okay, but how about the way of thinking? How about intellectual? What are your interests? What do you think? How do you think? Your thoughts go where? When you are free. This kind of intellectual compatibility is very important actually. Because many men or women get away from their partner because of this. They cannot think together. They feel very much separated in their interests, in what they think, in what they intellectually busy with. Another tip for healthy marriage, discard the daily interests of the other person. Also, this is important. Because, you know, maybe your wife or the one who you are getting to know for marriage is interested in gym and sports, and he or she spends like 2 or 3 hours in sports. This is kind of interest. How much you respect this? How would you take this in your life? Do you accept it as her interest and you respect it and you encourage her to do this? Or you think in your way, come on, what does this affect our relation? No, this is not sensible. So think of the daily interest of the other person. When he gets his coffee, how he drink his coffee, how he respond to the phone, how she, specifically she, spend time with the phone or the mobile. This is very important nowadays. We have many cases of divorce because of the mobile. So you have to know what are the interests of the partner. Also, another tip for healthy marriage, discuss your relation with your families in details. Here we mean by relations that kind of relation, how much you are in good terms with all members of the family, or how much intimate you are. You know, there are many kinds of intimacy affect your relation after. The intimate relation with the mother may affect your decision, may affect your life. It's good to love your father and mother and brother and cousin, but how intimate? And this intimacy, can you take it as a partner after? Can you endure that your wife will call her father and mother on daily basis more than half an hour? Can you take it on your nerves, or you cannot? Please monitor yourself on this. She is attached to them. And to this level, you cannot say wrong and right. This is her. And she will continue most probably on this level. So please discuss the relation with the families. How would you spend your vacation? All vacations with the family of the man or woman, and in this vacation, who will spend money? And are you going to follow your father-in-law, whatever he thinks, wherever he likes to go? Or you choose the place and you have to, you want to go with your wife alone? Is that accepted or not? This all should be well discussed. Another tip, how people see you both from the social point of view. In many cases, I found out that many of our young men and women do not evaluate themselves properly. They do not know themselves properly. I admit, I didn't understand myself before marriage as now. So it's important to know how others see your partner. Do they see your partner as a loving character or an isolated one, as a caring person or a selfish one? So just try to know how they look at you and at your partner. This is important. Because most probably you will discover or find out after many years that their look was not out or away much from the truth. So please try to get this clear. How people see you both from the social point of view, and also how do others see your relation. I don't say that others are, always perfect. No, I'm not saying so. But just try to clarify this one. How do they see you? You know, when everybody looks at you, you and your partner, as very much matching, this will support you. But if most of the people around, who they care really, who they love you really, they are not happy with the relation. They see it's vague. It's not not properly, it's odd, please review the relation because it might be not health. Another point, I'm sorry for the time, I'll finish soon. If this person whom I want to be with 24 hours for the rest of my life, sometimes this question, you know, helps you to decide to continue or no. Just this question, can you take it for the whole life? Can you spend the whole time with him? Not the 24 hours? Huh? It's long, huh? Okay, in case you are faced with 24 hours, can you take it or leave it? Okay. Do I feel proud and happy while we are together? This is very important. Actually, I ask specifically my daughters in confession while engaged, are you happy? This simple question is very much indicating many things. Are you happy? Are you proud? These two are very much, very much meaningful. So you ask yourself, am I happy? Am I proud of my partner? Can I present him to anybody with pride, with happiness? Do I feel proud and happy while we are together? Do I enjoy most of the time? Let's put it most of the time, because we are not yet up to the all time. Okay, but say it most of the time. By the way, another tip, it's very important to read at least two books, two Christian marriage, Christian books in healthy marriage before marriage. Because actually most of the people believe that marriage is something easy and very clear. No, it's not that clear. No, you will gain much of these books and premarital courses and advices you take. It will help you a lot in your future. Another last point, please seek the advice of a counselor. It's better to seek the advice of a counselor pre-engagement and through your engagement period and after marriage. We will need to upgrade our level, our relationship inside our marriage after. Glory to God. Amen. How people see you both from the social point of view. Okay. Yeah. Distort. Okay. Okay. It's a very good question. It depends on how much you are confident of yourself and your choice. But you should listen if most of the people are saying something repeatedly. Again, if you are confident of yourself and your partner or your choice, you will not hesitate much when somebody says, oh, come on, what kind of a relation is this? Your choice was wrong. It's one voice over 100 over 10. But if 7 out of 10, and they were always honest with you, saying, please revise your choice again, better to revise it. I'm not saying that they 100% perfect. No, they might not understand your partner as you understood him. And I personally felt in this. One day I had a very nice servant. I really loved him. And I was not convinced with his choice in his marriage. I didn't tell him not to affect his or distort his opinion. But I prayed and I let go. Actually, after many years, I'm very much convinced that he was right and I was wrong. He was perfect in his choice. Okay? So, we cannot take the people's advices absolutely, you know? Abuna, please.
You have to take the opinion of God and pray and feel the God's direction to you, your parents are very important for you, and your father is not Christian.
Yes.
Before you go to the other thing.
Yeah, Abuna puts very important thing that your father and mother, your father in confession, your friends, the these areas, these people are important in advice, or their opinion are important.
If your friends are pointing to something that you totally don't see, this may mean
thank you for the question. So you put like two situations that they point at something I didn't see before, and other situations they are pointing at something I can see and I can handle it. I trust myself of handling this. Two different situations. The first, they point at something they all say this is clear and I cannot see. Most probably I'm covered with emotional love, so I cannot see properly. So it's better to listen this, because most probably they will be right. But in the other situation, it's very healthy to know that they can see what you see, but your position is different, that you are happy with it and you can handle it and you can go with it, and this you can evaluate through the engagement period, that how many times this affects your relation, this brings you angry or frustrated or down or desperate. So you can evaluate how much tough this point and how much it will affect you badly. So with the time you can evaluate this negative point.
What would happen if someone did, someone
not? Okay.
Thank you, Habib.
First of all, if God is not in the mind of this man or woman I'm proposing to, I should put this off. Because God is not in his heart or in his mind. The level of Christ inside the heart is different, definitely. But usually there is some baseline or minimum. We cannot accept unless this is there. So if somebody never go to the church, never pray, they do not think of the religious matters, they mock those who are religious, wait a minute. I would consider this like a non-believer. So I have to revise my choice. But if you find this guy is kind and he is not very deep inside the relation, but he wishes, and you trust his words and you can see the good things in him, and while proposing, while spending the 2, 3, 4 months before engagement, he is trying to get more into the relation with God, and you can see how faithful he is in this trial, I think it will go positive.
There's something that I think it's much repeated in a lot of cases. When somebody is good, but it's not really my level, most of the family says that in our age, it didn't go this way, and we went on and life goes on. So they have a lot of question marks on our choices, because for example, a mother says, when I got married to your dad, he wasn't that much like the great servant or the very much
great
servant.
Okay. So I will say my opinion in this. This is mine. 30 years ago, conditions were different. Most of the people were up to level of morals. They cannot, get out of it. There were like red lines they cannot pass over. But nowadays, those who are away from God, you can never trust. I can say 30 years ago, they were not religious as we are now, but they were morally limited, and they were more kind, and they feared God, although they did not have very deep relation with God, but they feared Him. So they kept the relation and the marriage, and they were honest in their work, and they never lie. So there were, like potentials to help them to grow after, and many of them with the church meetings and sermons, and they get very good after, and they are now servants and so and so. But nowadays, those who are out of the church, I cannot trust any. This is myself, my opinion. Yes, please.
But most of these points depend on a very important element, being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
But what if it's not there? And this is the problem. Usually engagement people put a mask. Of course, I know many people who are the groups who suffer because we said engagement with something, the partner looks in a certain way and was able to understand and compromise and think and accepting.
Yes. Okay, being honest with myself is a sign of maturity. It's a sign of health, spiritual, psychological person, healthy one. So, this is clear, I think, as a father or counselor, I can see it clearly. This one is very much affected by emotions. He is blind. He sees nothing. And I think anybody can see it. So we prefer that the engagement period is not less than 1 year and not more than 1.5 years. I believe from 6 months to 1.5, but the proper, the best in my opinion is 1 year. Because the shorter one is very deceiving and the longer ones is stressful. Another point. Now here we should put the light of other party, the father of confession, the counselor who guide the relation. Because if I'm not honest with myself, there should be somebody to face me. No, you are not right in this. You do not see it. Wait a minute. And usually it happens with those who start the relations early in their life. They are not yet mature enough in their emotions. But after getting into many relations, usually they are mature to think more to feel. We always put the mind before the heart and the spirit over all. Any more question? Yes, please. It depends how much you respect her attitude. I mean, Rami was saying that we have the same goal, but not the same journey to this goal. He is very much engaged in the church matters and services. She is more quiet and she enjoys reading, maybe praying. Okay, this goes together. I don't see much a problem in this. But they have to try the relation in this, in the engagement period. Can she withstand your getting away in the church matters all the time? Can she take it? Can you endure her quiet time and her relation with God in this area, in this way? So it needs respect, it needs flexibility, it needs time to assess, to evaluate. Okay? needs love to overcome whatever happens in the journey. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening.